Thank you very much. Hello, my name is Johan Hadland, and you can find me as jherland on GitHub, Mastodon, LinkedIn, elsewhere. I'm a Norwegian, but I'm currently living in Delft in the Netherlands, and I work as a developer productivity engineer at Twig, which is part of the larger Modus Create software consultancy. We help our clients solve hard problems with open source software, and we contribute back to the open source community whenever possible. Today, I will talk to you about a somewhat obscure topic that lies between the dark arts of the compiler toolchains, debuggers, and executable binary formats. For the average developer, I suspect these areas are often associated with a certain amount of black magic. Certainly, I know that I had worked for many years as a C and C++ developer without ever encountering today's topic as a possibility. I should start by saying that I have not invented any of the features or things that I'm presenting here. I merely stumbled onto this while trying to improve debug builds at a client. And I ended up writing a blog post about it to shed some light on what's going on here, and this talk is based on that blog post. So what am I talking about today? I will give you a practical introduction to debug fission, also known as split dwarf, where dwarf is the name for the standard debugging data format used on Linux and most other Unix systems. This talk is limited to L files on Linux, and we will be using GCC and the Golden Linker. LLVM Clang works with debug fission too, and there are also other modern linkers that support the things covered here. A related topic that I will not cover here is that of compressed debug symbols, but there are some links here if you're interested. So let's quickly go through the basics. What are debug symbols? In short, given the classic Hello World program, it's the difference between this and this. On the left-hand side, we build with default compiler options, and on the right-hand side, we pass G to GCC in order to build with debug symbols. On the left-hand side, the debugger is not too helpful. Although it knows where the main function is and we can set a breakpoint on it, it is not able to give us much more help. On the right-hand side, however, GDB can tell us what the main function, where it's located, on line 4 in hello.cpp, and we can even get source code listings. The debug symbols are what provide these helpful links or references that map the machine code currently being executed back into the higher level source code concepts like variables and functions with file and line numbers. However, debug symbols take up a lot of space. In the build without debug symbols, our toy executable is only about 8 kilobytes large, but the debug symbols add almost 300% to the original size. So what's actually being added to the executable? We can use readelf with sections to look at our two executables, and we will see that a bunch of new sections that are called debug something have been added to the bigger executable. These sections contain these debug symbols that the debugger can use to provide extra help when debugging. So what's the problem with these debug symbols? Well, they not only take up a lot of space, they also take extra time. Time to generate the debug symbols in the first place, but also, as we'll see, time to copy them from the initial object files through the intermediate build artifacts and into the final executables. Not to mention that this extra duplication throughout the build process means that enabling debug symbols in a build can dramatically increase the total space needed. In the end, you need to consider the benefit of debug symbols versus their cost. In other words, how often do you actually need debug symbols versus how much does it cost to build with them? And very often, a project will choose to build without debug symbols by default, and then it's up to the developer to request a build with debug symbols when needed. But then, also in many cases, you don't know that you need debug symbols until after the build is complete and the release has been deployed. So let's continue by looking at stripped executables briefly here. Stripping executables is often done as part of a release build in order to make the smallest possible release artifact. We can see that applying strip to our executable with debug